The Australian Greens leader, Christine Milne, is warning today that the wilderness values of Tasmania's World Heritage Area are under threat from the state government. The Tasmanian government wants to change the management plan for the World Heritage Area to encourage more private investment in tourism ventures. The Greens leader says if the government goes ahead, she'll complain to the World Heritage Committee, as Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
The Tasmanian World Heritage Area contains iconic places like the Overland Track and the Franklin River. These places are considered unique for their environmental diversity and natural beauty. But under a new state government proposal, the area could be rezoned from a wilderness area to what's known as a remote recreation zone. According to the Wilderness Society, this poses a major problem. The Society's Tasmanian campaign manager is Vicar Bailey.
So they're going to write wilderness out of this management plan, and they're going to water down and severely weaken the protections that previously were in place. And this is purely to facilitate invasive and problematic tourism development, float plane, helicopters, cruise ships, and logging in incredibly important places.
The state government has confirmed the proposed changes are in the plan that will be released later today. The Minister for the Environment, Matthew Groom, says any tourism development in the World Heritage Area will be appropriate.
The suggestion that we're going to do anything which is inappropriate or reckless, I completely reject. This is about sensible and appropriate tourism and recreational experiences so that we can protect the natural and cultural values, but at the same time share and celebrate these areas of extraordinary natural beauty with the world.
But the Australian Greens leader, Christine Milne, says the state government has no appreciation for the value of wilderness, and she's planning to complain to the World Heritage Committee.
Well, unfortunately, Tony Abbott and Will Hodgman have no appreciation at all of the value of wilderness, of the value of the environment, and if they can't cut it down and dig it up, then they want to destroy the values with whatever development they think is appropriate. The fact of the matter is, under the World Heritage Convention, the Tasmanian Wilderness World Heritage Area is regarded as outstanding universal value for humankind, and it is the obligation of the state party, Australia, to look after it in and keep it in as good or better condition than it is now. And clearly that is not what Tony Abbott and Will Hodgman intend to do, and it's why they will bring international condemnation onto themselves.
Will you be making a complaint to the World Heritage Committee?
I'll certainly be drawing to the attention of the World Heritage Committee the fact that the Australian government is assaulting World Heritage from one end of the country to the other. And now we've got in Tasmania, unbelievably, the federal and Tasmanian government wanting to undermine wilderness values in one of the very few places on earth that still has wilderness. This is extraordinary assault, and I will be bringing it to the attention of the World Heritage Committee.
The state government's considering 37 expressions of interest from companies that want to create tourism experiences in the World Heritage Area. The public won't know exactly what the new tourism proposals are until at least March, because the government is running a confidential process that's designed to protect the investors from having someone else steal their ideas. The regional tourism manager for the Cradle Coast Authority, Ian Waller, says any development has to be done carefully.
I think the times of, let's create something, let's create a great lookout where people can stand and look, I think those days are almost gone. We need to find ways where we can create experiences that deliver a return on investment for particularly private investors who can then look at these nature-based or wilderness areas and say, yep, there are opportunities there for us as well.
You've spoken to people who are interested in setting up these kind of tourism experiences in the Tasmanian World Heritage Wilderness Area. What are their ideas?
We've spoken to a number of people who look at quality accommodation. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean the five-star, 15-storey hotels. They may be really quality campsites. They are, in many cases, experience-based.
Mr. Waller says the ideas that have been brought to him include experiences like hiking, cycling and rafting.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting from Hobart.